year two as the Oregon coach. So as somebody who relocated almost 30 years ago from the East, you obviously came from a SEC country. So 2.5 years here now, your family, your job. How you loving Eugene?
Oh, it's well documented. I love it here. And, you know, it's it really is a pinch yourself situation every morning. So thrilled, privileged, thankful, grateful, all the above. And you know what? Very humble and extremely, extremely hungry to get this thing going.
You know, as somebody who played at such a high level, obviously at Miami, then you went to Europe, played professionally, you've been a part of some unbelievable situations as a coach. This time of year, you know, sometimes guys say, yeah, camp, come get a little redundant, you just want to get to the season. But it seems with you that you've got that enthusiasm like you're a player still. And, I mean, as far as you're concerned, when this time of year rolls around, you still get that same jolt?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite times of the year. And I know that people are probably going to hear that and say, what's wrong with this guy, you know? But I'm the guy that when you're away on vacation, you're kind of hoping you got to stop in by the office to do something. We create those moments. We don't do much vacation time. But I'll tell you, the camaraderie, the friendships, the relationships that you create during this time of year really determine the dynamics of your team. So I love it.
You brought up something interesting that you were talking about. I heard you mention the kicking game, and you're concerned with the trajectory of punts. And it seems like every time I hear you talk, you incorporate something new, whether you go visit and get outside information. There are certain coaches who are like, this is the way we do it. That's the way I've always done it. That's the way I'm always going to do it. In your mind, how important is it that, you know, you got to open yourself up? You never know what information or little tidbit you can get that could help improve your team.
Yeah, I mean, I respect every coach's opinion, but there's a lot of coaches that retire early because because they
or
don't
ask
learn
to retire
more.
Early.
You know, I'm a lifelong learner. You know, I feel like we have some unbelievable staples with the program, but when things aren't elevating, even if they're good, but they're not elevating, we have to go find answers. We go have to find who's doing it better, and if it fits us and we can do it, let's go get it.
Yeah, you also brought up another interesting point. It's like I jotted down 10 things I wanted to talk to you about, then I hear you talking. I'm like, well, now I got to ask him about this. And you talk about the most successful teams you've been a part of have had a powerhouse locker room. Yeah. And you mentioned something about a leadership council. I almost felt like we were going back to medieval times. Explain what that's all about and how that's come to be.
There's no Inquisition there. They're good. You know? No, these guys, they've been selected. They've been selected because of they do the things correctly all the time. There's no wiggle. There's no my bad. There's, oh, I'm sorry I missed. This is an elite unit. It's hard to be part of this group. And this group is respected by the entire organization. Coaches, administrators, players included, because of the way they do things. And the larger that grows, I mean, that cell, that is extremely powerful because those are your generals, right?
Right.
Those are your CEOs. Those are the guys that go in there and you know what? They say, this is the way we're doing it. This is the way that, you know, that coach and the staff feel is going to do it or do things the right way for us. And it's going to work. So let's go get it done. And that thing is growing extremely strong because of they're getting better, they're developing, the success they're having, but the trust and relationships are really strong.
You know, along those lines, you brought up something at Pac-12 Media Day in L.A. last week. I think fans, media members, we think of a team improving. You focus on, all right, the players getting bigger, stronger, faster, learning. But you talked about, you know, how could you tell your guys get better, improve, if you don't have the same goals as coaches? What did you mean by that?
Well, by that I mean is exactly like you said. I'll never forget so many times as a player I heard my coach tell me, hey, get bigger, get stronger, you know, do this better. I'm like, all right, what are you doing? You know,
think that or say that?
Well, I thought it. I was very respectful as a player, but I always thought, well, how about helping me out with that speed rusher who I can't get my hands on, you know, on third down? How about that three technique that I can't cut off and, you know, maybe my footwork is poor or are they using different techniques to maybe fold, whatever it may be. And so those are the kind of things that every single offseason we go out and we find answers and we find better ways to do things and we try them in the spring and we try them in the offseason. You know what? If they're good for us, boom, we go with it.
you know, one of the topics that surfaced, I think, the last 2 years, speaking of the offensive line, which obviously is very near and dear to you, is it seemed like the primary players played an awful lot of snaps. And now coming into this year, how are you feeling about the guys being the experienced one, maybe some new faces? Will you have a little more depth to kind of expand that rotation so when the dog days hit, your guys will be fresh?
Yeah, I feel like we do. I really do. I feel like we were trying to get there last year. We had a couple of injuries. And you know what? The guys that played when there were injuries, they showed like, hey, they made themselves ready, and now they are ready. And now we have 8, and then we're working on 10 guys that we feel we could win with, and we're going to play them. You know, we're going to rotate these guys. We're going to keep them as fresh as we can. Not a ton now, because, look, 5 have to play as 1, right? Those 5 fingers got to close up and be a very powerful punch. And these guys, I mean, look at our guys. Those guys could guess each other's next words. I mean, they'll walk into a restaurant. They know what each other are going to order. They've spent their whole lives together the last 5 years. You don't want to do too much mixing and matching, but there's enough guys that deserve to play, and they're going to play.
You know, I get recruiting ratings only mean so much, and obviously it has to come to fruition on the field, but reputation-wise, it just seems like you and your staff are just crushing it out there. From the recruits you deal with, maybe even some who decide not to come here but have good things to say, what are you hearing that seems to be you're making it so attractive for guys to want to come to Oregon from all over the map?
Well, I think a lot of people fall in love with Oregon for the same reasons I did. I mean, there's really no place like it out there, and I really feel like I've been at some good places. I can say that
you
safely, you know. But I think what we're pleased about is that, because I respect the ratings because those guys work really hard as well, we're pleased because the guys that we wanted and were our top guys are the guys that we end up landing, that end up choosing Oregon. And we feel like it's the momentum is getting stronger and stronger, and it's not slowing down. It's going the other way. And when you do that for 3 and 4 years straight, we know we had our first full class last year.
Right.
It's the top 7, top 6 class. And now we go into the if you could put 3 and 4 of those classes together, you're a really hard football team to beat. Because we trust our development process. We trust our strength and conditioning department. We trust the way our coaches teach and coach. You know, it all fits together. Talent acquisition, player development, personnel use. And we feel like we're really hitting on all cylinders.
All right, a couple final thoughts for Coach Cristobal. A great tradition here has been tight end. You know, you go back to Jeff Thomason, Ed Dixon. It seems in this offense they need to be dual threats, catch it and block. Seems like you have a lot of options. How are you feeling about this group heading into 2016?
The tight ends themselves?
Yeah,
I love those guys. I think those guys, they bring, first of all, a lot of power to the table. They're not little guys. I mean, the lightest one's 250 pounds, you know, and Patrick's 241, but he's, you know, he's going to have a meal today and he'll weigh 250 by the end of the day. So, and they're all strong. They're all very athletic. It's a position that requires a high football IQ because you're doing everything. You're doing the work of a fullback. You're doing the work of a wide receiver, an extra offensive lineman. Those guys are dynamic. And I really do think that those guys have the speed to stretch the field a little bit, you know. So we're really excited about that group, and we think they're going to have a really good year.
And lastly, kind of a general observation, you know, your seniors, be it Justin Lemieux, Troy Dye, Carlberg, both sides of the ball, but you've got some killer talent, new faces, and then the guys who were red shirts. It seems like, and I know you talk about building for the future, you have a really unique mix of incredibly young talent, but a lot of experience, not only for this year, but moving forward.
Well, it's I love the fact that there's young talent and there's somewhat of a gap in there, because these older guys have the opportunity to be the mentors and the teachers for the young guys. The young guys are getting a firsthand look on how it's supposed to be done, how you wake up and when you get here, how you take care of your body, how you prepare, how you show up to meetings, you know, how you mentally, you know, prepare yourself for a game. They're going to witness that soon. So you couldn't ask for a better situation for the young guys. I love the mix. You know, last year we played at, I believe it was 72, 75 scholarships, somewhere in that range. Was the first time we've been at 85,
right,
you know, in a long, long time. And although there's a large separation between the older guys and the younger guys, you know, I told those younger guys, I know you're freshmen, we're going to have to make you sophomores by the end of August. So so they know that they're getting it from us full throttle. And you know what? They shouldn't expect any. We're going to give them a true Power 5 experience that they deserve. And you know what? It's going to be great.
Well, I know where I sit hearing from fans, people are chomping at the bit like they haven't in a few years. I always enjoy our time together. Always appreciate hearing what you have to say. Best of luck getting through camp against Auburn, and we'll catch up as the season moves along.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one.
All right, appreciate it.